KGRGFM, KGRGFM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP 700 Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and I had to deal with my dog's dirty tracks.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, like all the rain and stuff hasn't given my backyard time to like dry out.
Oh.
So it's all muddy and stuff back there.
But puppy needs to play.
And he does need to play. And he played with our roommate's dog, and they just ran circles in the backyard. So now there's like a very clear track on like their little circular running path, I guess.
Nice.
Noise.
And then he comes inside and he's like, I want pets. I'm like, dude, you're dirty. I'm sorry.
Web your feet, you animal.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, born in a barn.
Would you born in a bar? Would you like some hay? Da 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 da.
I think he might have been born in a barn.
Probably.
Oh, man. But, well, I don't know what that transition was going to be, but we got an awesome show for you this morning. We got your Ticket Trivia Thursday. That's right. If you call in at 7:15, we got your free pair of tickets to MC Chris, MC Lars, and Megaran. You call at 7:15. That's 253-833-5004. Call. You automatically win the tickets.
Yo, so
that easy.
Yeah, call us, guys.
It's
I might even sing for you.
7:15. We also have your Geeky News at 6:20. We have your Return of Mixtape Remix. Very special riffraff. Or is it Beck edition, where my lovely contestants will have to guess whether the lyrics were written by Beck or written by Riff Raff.
Oh,
and they're
great.
Both nonsense. We also got your six-pack this morning. We may or may not be having a special guest that we'll announce later. We'll find that out soon.
We'll be having a guest? What?
Yeah, sure, why not? This is The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG. You got My Heart Will Go On by Newfound Glory.
What?
Okay.
Geeky news. Geeky news. Geeky news. Geeky news.
89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz. Now it's Panic at the Disco.
Good morning, everybody.
You sound a little bit more awake.
I drank my coffee.
Look at you.
And you played Panic, and Panic has my bubby. My bubby's in that band, Brendan Urie.
Well, it's time for your geeky news, and this morning it's like, started off with a shocker, something that way out of left field I didn't even see coming, but I'm excited for it.
You didn't see me throwing a potato at you?
That too.
Okay.
We actually got our first live-action Full Metal Alchemist teaser trailer.
No!
Oh.
No!
Oh.
So while she yodels and tries to attract cats, I guess. Well, why no?
Because the Attack on Titan live-action movie was terrible. The Black Butler live-action movies are terrible.
Let's not talk about The Last Airbender.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
Have you seen this trailer, though?
I don't wanna.
It looks good. That's the scary part. It looks really good.
I don't wanna.
Like, Alphonse and his, like, CG armor looks really good. Other than, like, there's still obviously some special effects they're going to add in, but it doesn't look bad.
I'm going to look it up right now.
But if you're unfamiliar with Full Metal Alchemist, I highly recommend you get familiar. Full Metal Alchemist tells the story of two brothers who are on a journey to reclaim their bodies after a tragic incident costs Edward his arm and a leg, literally, and Alphonse, the younger brother, everything but his soul. I'm interested to see what they end up doing with the movie, because, like, this is a long series.
This is, honestly, I know so much about that series, it's kind of insane.
Like, my roommates and I were on a drug binge and just sat down and watched like, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, which is the basic series with a little something extra added in.
Okay, Alphonse's armor looks good.
I'm excited. We're going to post the trailer up on our Facebook and Twitter for people to check it out.
Edward's already annoying me.
Next news story we got, Space Jam 2, the Space Jam 2 you never saw almost featured Tiger Woods.
Really?
Yep. There was a Space Jam 2 in the works before the LeBron James one.
Nice. Okay.
Danica, does it bug you that Tiger Woods was almost a thing?
No.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Well, the constantly rumored Space Jam 2 appears to be finally in the works now that the charismatic sports star with some acting chops like LeBron James has come along. This week marks the original film's 20th anniversary, and while glowing lookbacks are pouring in, some juicy details on the would-be franchise's history are resurfacing. An interview with Mr. Wavy, Space Jam's director Joe Pitka said that he went to a script conference meeting with the Warner Brothers, and they pitched the idea that was silly to Pitka. The pitch involved a cameo from Michael Jordan, and Tiger Woods was involved in it as well. Oddly enough, the rumored pitch was never publicized despite the deep nostalgic love for Space Jam as a kids movie, sports flick, and cultural touchstone for NBA Jordan era.
Huh.
Yep.
Huh.
I couldn't imagine, like, a golf movie.
Huh.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
Which is weird because, like, I love Happy Gilmore.
Okay.
That's the exception to the rule.
I watched the trailer. I don't like it. Everything looks good except Edward. Edward needs work.
Okay. That's not Space Jam 2, though, but okay. last news story we got, Trey Parker, we found out, uses his daughter to record the lines for Ike and South Park.
Huh?
Oh.
Right?
That makes sense.
Not only that, but he recently posted up a video of him with his daughter in studio recording the lines, and they are filthy. It's not something you want to hear from a small child's mouth.
That's adorable, though.
It is cute.
And he's using his daughter this season, but every season previous, he's just used other kids.
Alright.
Like, instead of, like, using the voice actors and having the same voice actor every time, like, The Simpsons, they've had the same voice actors forever.
Okay.
He's had to find different kids every year, and this year he decided to use his daughter. And just, it's great. It's hilarious. I love it. Especially with this season. That's your geeky news for this morning. Like I said, check out our Facebook and our Twitter. We're going to post up these stories and more. It's at TheBuzzKHRG on Facebook and Twitter.
Hit us up, man.
We'll be back with news after The Science of Selling Yourself Short by Les and Jake.
My life.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
This hour's news is sponsored by the KGRG Fall Pledge Drive. You can call in and donate to us at 253-833-5004, and I might even give you a kitten.
She's not going to do that.
Okay,
no kittens.
I'm not going to give you a kitten. I want to give you a kitten because I just want you to ask me, are you kidding me right meow?
I don't know.
I'm so sorry that started off so weird. I have done a lot of drugs today.
Well, after that, let's go ahead and start getting into our first news story.
Yeah, y'all.
Police are seeking a Pennsylvania detergent thief, hoping to stop him from getting a clean getaway.
What?
Yeah, supposedly detergent thieves are, like, a big thing.
Why would you steal detergent? It's called...
You gotta do laundry, man.
The Pennsylvania State Police are hoping to prevent a detergent thief from making a clean getaway. Troopers say that an unidentified man loaded up his shopping cart with more than a dozen 150-ounce bottles of laundry detergent early Tuesday, then left the giant food store in South Hangover Township without paying. Police say the man drove away in a dark gray sports utility vehicle, and police say that this happened around 2:30 a.m. at the store near Hershey. Police believe that the man stole some detergent from the same store November 3rd as well.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, when I was working retail, I was helping out with a remodel in a store in Portland. And yeah, this is actually a pretty common deal where I guess people will just come in, and it's the packets in particular. This guy just stole regular laundry detergent, but it's the little packets that I guess was a high theft item for this store in particular. It was weird.
That is really weird.
Next news story I got, Bainbridge Island Park installs a new locator system to help hikers in an emergency.
Oh.
Hiking the trails in Bainbridge Island is going high-tech. The Bainbridge Island Parks and Recreation District has adopted a way to find hikers in trouble. The move comes after a fatal incident a couple years ago. The agency has installed what is called a rescue locator system on the trails in the 240-acre Grand Forest. The fire department has asked the Park and Recreation District find some short solution, and they delivered.
Nice. Never mind. Go.
Now, nearly 30 numbered red decals are coded with GPS coordinates on trails in the Grand Forest. In an emergency, a hiker would call 911 and tell the dispatcher the number on the closest decal. That way, the responders would know exact location of the emergency. The system is believed to be the first of its kind nationwide, and it's designed to help to save the life of a hiker in trouble.
Oh.
Yeah, and this entire system, it only costed $60.
Really?
Yeah. So do you guys go on a bunch of hikes or?
Sometimes I go to.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I do the I do PE 111 here, where you go out and you hike the trails and stuff.
Now, when I went hiking or when I used to go hiking all the time, there was a clear trail. I don't get why people tend to like run off or get lost. How does
sometimes,
that work?
Sometimes, well, for me, when I'm on the fitness trails, I've noticed that occasionally. What you think is a trail, it's not a trail. The trail is a lie. But you'll look at something and you'll think it's a trail, but my teacher will be, no, that's not a trail. That's just where a bunch of idiots got drunk and plowed through the trees.
Well, that's on campus, though. I'm talking
also,
like actual off-campus.
Also, off-campus, same. I was in the Girl Scouts and we went hiking a lot, and I would go, and that would be on a clearly marked trail, and I would see something that looked like a trail, and I would think that was what I was supposed to follow, but it wasn't, and I actually got lost more than once.
You're real bad at hiking.
No, I'm pretty good. I always found my way back. It may have taken me 5 or 6 hours, but I found my way back.
Indeed. Next news story I got, Phony Benjamins. Centralia Police warn of these counterfeit $100 bills. The Centralia Police Department is warning about a counterfeit $100 bills, which has been passed at several local businesses. Police said the bills have appeared to be Asian symbols printed on them in red or pink ink. Police said the reports of only fake $100 bills, but said that the other counterfeit denominations might be circulating as well. Police are urging merchants to inspect bills if they look counterfeit, called Deputy Patty Finch at the Centralia Police Force.
Am I the only one that whenever I find, like, a substantial amount of money laying on the ground, like, I found $200 bills once.
It's because you're short. My little brother had the same problem. He's always able to find money on the ground because he's short.
Okay, no, but am I the only one who's like, is this legit? Every time I pick up, even if it's a dollar bill, I always worry that it's not legit.
I'm not going to question it.
Okay, I don't actually, like, walk up to them and be like, hey, do you think this is real?
But Danica, you find 100 bucks on the ground. Do you got a question or are you going to spend it?
I'm going to spend it.
Of course I'm going to spend it. What do you think is wrong with me? But, no.
If it's counterfeit, I don't care. They just tell me it's counterfeit. But like, oh, I found it on the ground. Whatever. I'm not going to feel bad about it.
Yeah.
And the last news story I got for this break, Aaron Ybarra has been convicted of murder. All charges in SPU shootings. This happened back in 2004 when Aaron Ybarra, the man accused of shooting 3 people, 1 fatally, at Seattle Pacific University, has been found guilty of first-degree murder, among other charges. He's also charged with 3 counts of first-degree attempted murder and 1 count of second-degree assault. He was found guilty of all charges late Wednesday morning. He shot and killed 19-year-old Paul Lee at the university in June 2014. He also shot 2 students who survived. He pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity, but the jury found that he was not insane at the time of the crimes. During the trial, Ybarra's mother, Janice, testified that Aaron had developmental problems while he was growing up. Janice Ybarra said that in court, Aaron was familiar with weapons and had worked at the Kenmore gun range for years.
Hmm.
This is good news, but I wanted to bring light to this just for the... Going to school is terrifying. For some reason, shooters typically target schools, mainly colleges, sometimes high schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why, but it's always something you gotta be on the lookout for. So, I know I've mentioned this quite a few times, but Green River in particular has a red flag program. What that means is if you see something suspicious happen, if you see somebody acting funny, if you, I don't know, see something that might look like I'm poking out of a backpack. If someone's just having a bad time and they're acting out, or lashing, or they're acting differently, maybe they're acting quieter than normal, use the red flag program, contact local campus security. Even if your campus doesn't have a red flag program or your business doesn't have a red flag program, they probably have something similar to where you can contact somebody anonymously and just let them know, hey, keep an eye on this person, because those people who go left unchecked, unfortunately, sometimes end up being a harm to themselves or others.
Yeah.
It sucks that happens. Like I said, college campuses and high schools in particular tend to be a really weird target, so let's keep an eye out. That's your news for this hour. We'll be back after All Time Low on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz.
Thank you. Now, the time has come for us to embark on a quest into the great unknown. We shall scavenge the internet depths and discover its obscure trinkets and knickknacks and attempt to guess their worth.
Yeah!
Prepare your ears for...
The price is wrong, bitch.
Okay!
Contestants, come on down.
89.9 KGRG FM, you're listening to The Buzz. It's time for a little game we like to call The Price is Wrong.
Why do you do this to me, Cork? You know I fail so hard.
That's why.
Yeah, I need something to laugh at. I'm sorry.
You like my fails?
Yeah.
Heefta.
But it's time for The Price is Wrong, where I have some very interesting items here in front of me.
Oh, no.
And my lovely contestants have to bid on how much they think said items are worth. We're going to go through two individual items, and we got a showcase of three. So let's go ahead and start off with our first one.
Okay.
This one's actually pretty cool. Waterproof socks.
What? Ooh, girl, I want those.
Yep.
Okay, do they breathe, or will my feet just smell even worse?
I'm glad you asked. Regardless of the elements, these socks will provide lasting comfort and support that are unmatched. When it is sticky and hot and humid, your toes will remain dry and comfortable. When it is wet, rainy, and damp, your feet will remain dry and comfortable.
What?
Yeah, so think of it like Under Armour for your feet, except it's completely weatherproof.
Well, if my feet are sweating inside of the socks, do the socks breathe at all?
Or when it is sickly hot and humid outside, your toes will remain dry and comfortable.
Yep.
Okay, they said dry. What about smelly?
And comfortable.
You don't...
You're wearing waterproof socks. What are you going to get? How much do you think these are worth, Quinn?
I'd say $50.
$50. And Danica?
$50.98.
$51.
For a certain sum, you can get your very own waterproof socks for... You're both way the hell over. Guess again.
Dang it. What about $20?
Okay, Danica?
$21.
For a certain sum, you can get your very own waterproof socks that'll keep your feet dry when it's wet and keep them nice and comfortable and sticky and humid outside for $35.
Yo, Danica!
Yes, Danica wins round one.
Okay.
Now my next item... I'm not sure if I'd ever use it, but it's neat.
Okay.
It is a physical social media counter. If you're addicted to your social media following as everybody else, you'll love this flapping social media counter. Perfect for the store or office where you want to keep track of everything from Facebook followers to Yelp ratings. So it's this rectangular thing that has like those little flip numbers, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like when it changes, the thing flips down or flips up and changes the number. So it'll keep track of like your Facebook likes or your Twitter likes or whatever you have it hooked up to. It's real neat. Danica, we'll start with you first.
$5.
Okay.
I don't know.
Quinn?
Yes, how much?
$40?
For a certain sum, you can get your very own social media physical counter. Keep track of all your Facebook likes and your Twitter likes and whatever likes because you're bored for $449.
It makes me sad. I would not pay that much money for that. It makes me sad for America.
Right?
So, did I win?
Yeah, technically.
Who needs that?
Narcissists.
True dat.
So, time for our showcase. First item in the showcase, a slice of pizza nightlight.
Okay. Oh,
have you ever fantasized about a pizza man showing up in the middle of the night to deliver you a delicious slice of cheese pizza? Well, rest easy with this pizza slice nightlight. It even includes a paper plate for the most soothing pizza dreams. Perhaps
I can't eat it. I'm not going to rest easy. I'm just telling you right now.
Perhaps your kitchen is too dark at night. This is the perfect way to light it your way if you're looking for that midnight slice. Second item in the showcase, a horn-shaped coffee mug. This trendy coffee mug is perfect for the city biker community who needs a little more freedom with their hands and person. High quality craftsmanship sets this mug apart, convenient for toting around, but also able to stand strong on any table. This goat story mug is equipped with a leather strap and hemp holder and fits 12 ounces of your favorite coffee or other beverage. Inspired by the history of coffee, it's definitely worth checking out. And then your last item in the showcase, the Jesus Christ Grater.
the Jesus.
And at that moment, Jesus Christ laid down the five rules of moral cheesage. Number one, thou shalt grate against the grain.
What?
Number two, thou shalt grate cheeses. It was grated to ensure quality.
What?
Number three, thou shalt have no other dairy-based product before me.
What?
Step number four, honor your cheddar and gouda. And number five, thou should not deceive others with pre-cut cheeses.
What?
The great Lord has spoken. This
what?
Jesus Christ grater will turn any ordinary block of cheese into a heavenly addition to any meal. It's a cheese grater with Jesus' face printed on it. I don't know what else to say about it.
What is even the point of this?
You need a cheese grater.
I don't need a Jesus cheese grater.
I mean, holy cheese, man. How else are you going to grade your Swiss cheese?
I don't. Just grab the cheese and eat it.
You all right, you savage.
Chunk of cheese and like.
I don't eat
things.
Cheese, guys. You should know this by now.
Would I know that?
I don't know.
What's your guess?
The love of potato chips.
For all three.
For the love of potato chips, $200.98.
Okay, Danica.
No. $201.98.
$1.
For a certain sum, you can get your very own Jesus Christ grater, horn chip coffee mug, and slice of pizza nightlight for $56.
Great job, Danica.
Thanks.
So, Danica, since you won, what's the first thing you're going to grate with your Jesus Christ cheese grater?
My face.
Fair enough. That's The Price is Wrong. We'll be back with the mixtape remix after Beer by Real Big Fish. Yep. Listen to the Buzz.
Let's see how well the Buzz crew knows their music. You gotta focus on the lyrics in your songs.
It's time for the mixtape remix on 89.9 KGRG.
Go ahead and break them off with a little previews of the remix.
89.9 KGRG FM, you're listening to The Buzz on KGRG FM. KGRG FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP7 Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. Now, the mixtape remix is where I find a couple
game.
Of songs. And my contestants here have to figure out who the song was written by and the name of the song.
Ugh.
Now, this morning is a very special favorite of mine. It is it Riff Raff or is it Beck Edition? Because both of their lyrics are great, but utter nonsense if you just sort of try to listen to it.
I know, right?
So we're going to start off with... We'll start with Quinn. Why not?
No!
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Quinn, you ready?
Never, but I will try.
As the days keep turning and the world keeps burning, as my soul keeps learning, tears fall from the castles around my heart. When I wake up, it's a mystery. Every time I open my mouth, it's history. 2K13 dreams in a limousine. The world burns slow. Kerosene.
It's not Riff Raff. What's the other dude's name again?
Is it Beck? Or
Beck.
Is it Riff Raff? It's
I'm
Beck?
I'm guessing it's Beck.
Do you know the name of the song? Bonus points if you do.
No.
I'm gonna let you figure out if you know if you're wrong. You ready?
Okay.
Does that sound like Beck to you?
No, that's Riff Raff.
That's Riff Raff. With this song?
I don't...
Versace Python.
Yeah.
He's a very sensitive man.
He is.
All right, Danica, you ready?
Yes.
All right. Let me find my next thing.
Find it.
Take your eyes and your mind from the road. Shoot your mouth if you know where you're aiming. Don't forget to pick up what you sow. Talking trash to the garbage around you.
I'm going to go back.
Okay, safe bet. Bonus points if you know the song.
I don't.
It is Beck with his song, E-Pro.
Yay, good job.
Because, you know, talking garbage or whatever.
Cool.
All right, I got one more for both of you. I'll let you both guess on this one. Cause that was easy. I don't know anymore. All right, last one. You both could guess. You got the VIP pass to my heart. You got the key with the lock on it. It'd be a shame if you don't open it. Heart, 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 heart.
Riff Raff.
I'm going to go Riff Raff because, like you said before, he's a sensitive man.
Right? Any guesses on the song?
No.
VIP pass to my heart. This one sounds a little more Daft Punky to me.
It really does sound Daft Punky.
Right?
You're up on that to the side.
Well, that was the mixtape remix on 89.9 KGRG FM. We'll be back with trivia. So if you want to win some MC Lars, MC Chris, and Megaran tickets, call right now, 253-833-5004. That's 253-833-5004. You automatically get the tickets. It's a pair of tickets to see MC Chris this Saturday at Elk Grove Zone.
You boy.
Yo.
I'm going to be there. Mike's going to be there. Dan's going to be there.
Oh, I'm going to be there? I don't know what's going on.
I don't know, man. We'll have fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a sick show.
In fact, I think the tickets might even be sold out, or at least close, so throw your hands on them now. One of these two contestants wants candy. Any kind will do. Intern Quinn or Danica.
And now it's time to play everyone's new favorite game show, Buzz It, with your host, Dave.
Dave's not here.
And Dave actually isn't here. That's right, it's trivia, Buzz It trivia, hosted by Cork. We still have those MC Chris, MC Lars, Megaran tickets available. Call right now, 253-833-5004. You get a free pair of tickets, and that's Saturday, November 19th. It's going to be a sick show. I'm excited for it. I'm going to go and have a good time.
Yay, good for you.
Right?
Ho-ho.
But it's time for trivia. You guys excited?
Yes.
Occasionally.
Dan, come in. You need to turn it down. You're at like 11 right now.
Okay.
Turn down for what?
Question number one, then.
Quinn needs to turn it down.
Question number one. Which singer's real name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina... Danica.
Lady Gaga.
It is indeed one Lady Gaga.
I was like, I'm so confused. I was going to say potato.
Number two.
It's not a singer.
In which city is Jim Morrison buried in?
Quinn. Chicago.
Not Chicago.
Quinn.
Danica.
L.A.? Not L.A.
Quinn. New York.
Not New York.
Quinn.
Danica. Denver. I don't know.
Quinn. Multiple choice.
Alrighty. Your multiple choice for in which city was Jim Morrison buried in? Is it London, Brussels, Paris, or Liverpool?
Quinn. Liverpool.
Not Liverpool.
London.
Not London.
Quinn. Brussels.
Not Brussels.
Quinn.
Danica. The other one that I can't remember.
It is indeed Paris. Jim Morrison is buried in Paris.
Le Paris de Holton. I have a horrible French accent.
Question number three. Hg is the chemical symbol for which element?
Hydrogen?
Danica? No.
Danica, it is not hydrogen.
No, it's not. Duh.
It's not hydrogen.
I was thinking of, like, the spelling. I have no idea.
I have no idea what that was, so we're going to feel it a couple seconds to think. Any ideas?
Gold.
It is not gold.
I know it's
gold
not
is
gold.
AU.
I know it's not gold, but I just wanted to say something.
Your multiple choice for Hg is a chemical symbol for which element? Is it mercury, tungsten? Mercury, tungsten, we'll say 10 or copper.
Quinn. Mercury.
It is mercury. I couldn't read my own words for a second. That was great.
Lamborghini, mercury.
Indeed.
Potato.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Question number four. How many letters are in the German alphabet?
Quinn. 27.
Not 27.
Danica.
26. Not 26.
Quinn. 371.
Danica.
24. Not 24.
Quinn. Multiple choice.
Yeah, you guys are going in the completely wrong direction there. How many letters are in the German alphabet? Is it 25, 28, 30, or 33?
Danica. 28.
It's not 28.
33.
33 it is not Quinn.
Danica.
Danica.
38?
It's not 38.
Quinn.
That wasn't even one of the choices.
I thought you said 38.
Quinn.
What are the choices again?
Is it 25, 28, 30, or 33?
Quinn.
Quinn.
25.
It's not 25.
Dang it. Quinn.
I don't even know the other one, Danica. Okay, I can't remember the choices.
Quinn.
Is it 25, 28, 30, or 33?
Danica.
Yeah.
30.
It is 30.
Really?
I want to die now.
Oh, man. Question number 5. Which U.S. city is known as the City of Brotherly Love?
Danica.
Danica.
Philadelphia.
It is Philadelphia.
PA.
Also known as the city where they beat Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah, they do. They beat Santa Claus in Philly.
That makes you sad.
Yeah, they threw batteries at him during a Philadelphia Eagles game.
And Barbie gets barbecued.
Little Santa. That makes you sad.
Quick recap. Danica's got 4. Quinn's got 1. Question number 5. In what year was the blue M&M released?
Quinn.
Quinn.
1992.
It is not 1992.
Am I close?
Danica.
1985.
Not 1985.
Quinn.
Quinn.
1930.
I don't even think that was around.
No, they weren't around, right?
Yeah. 1999.
Not 1999.
Quinn. 1950.
Multiple choice. I'm just...
we're dying.
I can't even think. Like 1950, really?
Actually, because
your multiple choice.
M&M's came out during World War II.
Your multiple choice. Is it 1992, 1993, 1994, or 1995?
Danica.
Danica.
92.
It's not 92.
93.
It's not 93.
Quinn.
Danica.
Quinn.
94.
Not 94.
Danica.
Danica.
95.
What? Yes, 95.
You said 92.
What?
Yeah. Ah! I don't like that noise.
Question number 7. What country has the longest land border?
What is a land border?
The border that's only on land. As
oh.
opposed to a sea border.
Wouldn't it be two countries? I don't know.
Quinn?
Quinn.
Russia.
It is not Russia.
Huh. Is it
Danica.
The longest continuous border between two countries?
Danica.
Nope. Danica?
China?
It is China.
Oh.
Because
yeah.
it borders
yeah,
multiple
yeah,
countries,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
so it wouldn't just be the same two countries. Question number 8. How many of Snow White's dwarves have a name that end in Y?
Quinn.
Quinn.
All of them.
Danica.
Not all of them.
Danica.
Danica.
6.
It is not 6.
Quinn.
Quinn.
5.
It is 5.
Which one's the other one besides Doc?
So, oh, right, Doc.
The ones that have Y's in their name are Dopey, Grumpy, Sneezy, Sleepy, and Happy. Then you have Doc and some other 7th one.
Who names their child Happy? That's like setting that kid up for a lifetime of depression.
Pharrell does.
Yeah.
Well, Pharrell, he can do whatever he wants.
For real.
Because he's awesome. Because he's, like he said, for real.
Question number 9. On a standard roulette wheel, what color is 0?
Quinn.
Quinn.
Green.
It is green. Question number 10. What is John F. Kennedy's middle name?
Quinn.
Danica.
Fitzgerald.
It is Fitzgerald.
I was just going to guess that even though I wasn't 100% sure. Great job, Danica. Good game. Good game.
Thanks. Happy birthday, Mr. President, to you, madam.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
I want to quit.
We'll be back with the news after Andrew Jackson Jihad, 89.9 KGRG.
What?
You're listening to The Buzz.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
This hour's news is sponsored by potatoes, because potatoes are awesome and we love them.
Except it's not, though.
Sorry, Corey, the paycheck wasn't loading, but this hour's news is brought to you by The Worst Christmas Ever 2 at Real Life Tacoma on December 23rd, where you wear your ugly Christmas sweater while you listen to local bands like The Flood and Empyrean, I think that's how you say it, and more cover and more to cover your favorite new metal songs. For more information, you can visit realartacoma.com.
Yes.
Yeah, it took forever to load. I was like, okay, I guess this is never happening.
I'm just sitting here like, do we actually have a sponsorship or are we supposed to keep making it up?
You're not supposed to make it up.
Okay. All right, so hey, everyone, it's H. Quinn, and first off, I don't know what I'm saying. All right, so our first story of today is a Republican state senator who campaigned for Trump says that he plans to propose a bill for Washington and that would take a firm stand against what he declares are illegal protests.
Go on.
Okay. Yeah, go on.
He says in his news release that his bill would create a crime of what he refers to as economic terrorism and would allow for felony prosecution of people involved in protests that have blocked transportation, commerce, damaged property, and threatened jobs and put public safety at risk.
I agree with that, actually.
So this is a separate measure from the other one that's being proposed where somebody is proposing that the federal government cut funding for schools that offer the same sort of protest on campus.
Yeah, this is separate. But I have a feeling that they would probably, like, combine these two.
We'll see.
I don't know. That just seems unfair with the school one, because, like, what if you're just a kid who's trying to get their life together and you're like, well, my funding just got cut because these guys are protesting.
The funding on that measure, it's being called the crybaby measure.
Oh, really?
Because one school in particular decided to take money out of its budget to create cry zones for students after the election.
Really?
And hire grief counselors.
That's a lot.
They dedicated like actual budget money for that. So implementing this measure, asking for implementation on this measure, he's just like, we don't need to be wasting money on this. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I feel like that was too much for the...
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
If you're going to do something like that, get like a puppy room where you just go play with puppies.
Yeah, just go play with puppies. All right, and you guys heard about how we all know that the EpiPen price skyrocketed, right?
Yeah, because they jerks.
Yeah, guess what they're doing?
Guess I'm going to die then.
Guess what happened?
Hmm.
Insulin prices are doubling.
Oh, man.
Insulin is a vial used to help people who are diabetic, and it allows the sugar in your blood to be processed because your pancreas is not secreting insulin to do that for you, if you didn't already know.
That, like, really, like, excuse me. Because, like, my cousin, Steven, he uses insulin. He's used it since he was, like, 4 years old. Like, that's just going to be, like, a huge thing to, like, impact them.
A vial of insulin without insurance runs $800 a vial.
Now, tiny vials, too.
Yeah, and it's expected to double within the next year.
Ugh.
As somebody who has to take medication, like, every morning, my medication isn't nearly that expensive. Like, without insurance, I think I had to pay, like, $30 for it, which is still a chunk of change for a month.
Yeah.
But, like, with insurance, honestly, right now it's free, but
yeah,
shout out to having insurance. But if that were to go up, I don't have any choice but to take this medication. Same thing with the insulin.
Mm-hmm.
Insulin, you can't decide not to be diabetic. I guess with like
you either pay that $1,600 whatever it's going to be, or you die. So
with an EpiPen, you just sort of live in a bubble, I guess. But like, you start crossing that line with insulin, that's a whole nother ballgame.
It's like, what are they supposed to do? Like, what if, I don't know.
People have reported skipping meals, fasting, over-exercising, and various other dangerous behaviors to keep their blood sugar low when they can't afford insulin, even stretching out their doses and reusing the same needle.
That's so scary.
Because they can't afford.
That's horrifying.
It is. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
A while back, I reported on a a rare illness known as acute flaccid myelitis, or AFM, that had been reported at Seattle Children's Hospital. 8 people were suspected of having it, and now those 8 people have been confirmed to have this illness, and the CDC is asking people in the following Washington counties, King, Pierce, Franklin, and Whatcom, if they experience flu-like symptoms, but paralysis as well. I mean, obviously, you know, paralysis, no one's just going to be like, oh, I can't move my leg, I'll just stay at home. They are.
I would do that.
They are advising you to go to the ER if you have experienced severe flu-like symptoms along with paralysis in one or more limbs.
I hate when I go from being flaccid to being paralyzed.
You stop that right now.
I knew you were going there. Also, a new program at Seattle Children's Hospital has popped up for children suffering from severe OCD. It is a holistic treatment program that has been proven to have a 90% success rate in what they call an almost complete cure, because OCD is a mental illness and it will never fully be cured, but this program has helped children reclaim their lives.
They'll just give you a bunch of drugs till you're cured.
Basically.
And then they'll double the price of it.
All right, for your sports, tonight the Saints go up against the Panthers, and the Panthers are projected to win at 62.5%, and 0.3% think it's going to tie, right? Yeah. All right, your weather today, high of 52, a low of 38, 20% chance of rain this morning, and then a 10% chance of rain tonight. Tomorrow, high of 54 and a low of 44. And for your traffic, on the northbound and southbound, traffic is alternating on State Road 169 at 216th Avenue Southeast due to a collision. State Patrol and fire assistance have arrived on the scene. Flammable cargo is still prohibited from traveling on I-90, and the I-5 southbound on-ramp from Mercer Street is still closed due to maintenance.
Alrighty, thanks, Quinn.
Alright, see y'all tomorrow at 7:30. I'm out. Bye!
That's your news for 7:30. Don't forget, we still have your MC Chris, MC Lars, and Megaran tickets this Saturday, November 19th, this Saturday, at El Corazon. If you want those tickets, they're free. All you gotta do is call 253-833-5004. That's 253-833-5004. We'll be back after Smoke by Paris. You're listening to The Buzz.
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, today's rock. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and crack open a six-pack with The Buzz.
A little Taking Back Sunday, that was Flicker Fade on 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz. It's time for our six-pack, which is our top six list of things that are awesome. Occasionally not so awesome, but I heard this morning's is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
What is?
So it's one-hit wonders.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it from any particular era or just one-hit wonders in general?
Just one-hit wonders in general.
Okay.
So.
Let's get started then.
The name Carl Douglas, does that mean anything to you? Number six.
I mean, Carl Hagen a little bit, but not Carl Douglas.
Well, let me play you a sound clip and we'll see if it means something then.
Oh, man.
So number six is obviously Kung Fu Fighting. And if you didn't know by the very first, millisecond of it, then I feel sorry for the life that you've lived thus far.
Because you haven't yet.
You haven't lived. The song's lit. I think we should add it into rotation.
And it's funky.
Yeah.
This is the funkiest flute I've ever heard.
Right? Well, I mean, Jethro Tull's, metal flute, but, this is funky flute.
Flute funk. I can't even say that. Flute funk. Gosh.
Hey, phrasing.
Try to say that 10 times fast. I can get down to this, though.
Right?
I'd head out to my local discotheque.
Is it discotheque?
And get down. There should be. Let's open up our own disco bar.
Okay, man. All right. So that's Kung Fu Fighting.
Number five.
It's one of my personal favorites. So number five. Everybody and their, mom had to dance to this song in, the PE section where you had to learn to dance. And it was, really awkward. And you had to, dance with some guy that was, 7 feet taller than you. But it's just, everyone knows.
What? We need to talk about what YMCA you went to, madam.
No, this is... I didn't go to YMCA.
Oh. Or every freaking junior high ever.
Yeah.
Freaking shoot me.
Don't you want to die? Don't you want to die a little bit?
You have no idea. And then, you get the hamster sound in there, too?
The hamster dance was... I can't even think about that without crying.
Oh, man.
Tears of rage.
This is also, the Six Flags theme.
Right? Also, this video's weird. I've never seen the video. Dude looks like a scarecrow.
So it's not the old dude from the 60s Six Flags where he's just dancing around all happy?
No. This looks like one of those, like, towns in, like, a horror movie where everybody's in on it. And they're, like, all gonna kill you. Everybody knows what's up. So I'm tired of this song.
Word.
We're gonna get away from that. And...
Number four.
Oh, yeah, we are at number four, I guess. This song's lit, and if you disagree with me, I'm gonna punch you. Oh no, it's an ad. So let's talk about...
Let's talk about ads?
Yeah, and how annoying that they are.
Right?
I can skip it and, like, now. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Nope.
Are you ready? Get ready! Oh no, Cotton Eye Joe's still playing.
It's like, what song is this?
Get out of here, Cotton Eye Joe.
Is that the name of that song? It's Cotton Eye Joe?
Yeah. I don't know about any band that's named Taco. I'm just going to put that out there. You guys, I wish you could see Corey right now.
I'm getting down.
He's so excited.
Like, any fashion montage ever needs to have this song.
Right?
I was so disappointed when the song wasn't in Zoolander.
Okay,
Zoolander
this guy 2. Looks like he's holding a lightsaber, but it's just like a cane that's lit up.
Like, this and the stupid catwalk song? Man, like, I want to go to a fashion show and just hear those songs on repeat.
Yeah.
Put on a little blue steel.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That was number 6, 5, and 4 of our top 6 one-hit wonders. We'll be back with 3, 2, and 1 after some Hello Kitty swag.
Yes!
89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz.
And now, back to the six-pack.
89.9 KGRG FM, you're listening to The Buzz. We're in the middle of our six-pack, our top six list of things that are awesome. Sometimes not so awesome, but this morning's is definitely awesome.
Yeah.
Son.
Yeah, boy. Okay.
So what is it?
All right, let me scroll. Let me scroll.
Scritty scroll, yo.
Scritty scroll.
In case you missed the first half, we're going over the top six list of one-hit wonders.
All right, so number three...
What were number 6, 5, and 4?
Oh, I mean, I guess I can do that. So, it was Kung Fu Fighting, Cotton Eye Joe, and Putting on the Ritz.
Yes! So, let's go and do number 3.
Number 3. Gonna need you to tone down those sweet jams.
What
Andrea, come do
this?
The dance. This is perfection, is what it is.
Oh my god.
You know, you love it and you know it, Corey.
No, I. Every day at work for 5 freaking years, unless it was like around Christmas, this song.
This song's golden. I love it.
Dooba, 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 yeah, man.
I'm gonna play this every waking moment of your life.
What is the name of this song?
Come On Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runners.
I had no clue.
Now you know. There's a lot of pictures of
old
ladies.
I wish I didn't, but now I know. Woo!
Alright, well, that was
number
thing.
2?
So, I'm just gonna have my original number 1 as an honorable mention because it won't play. But number 2... I think is pretty recognizable. If it'll play. If it don't, I'm gonna cut someone.
Andrea, run!
Do you know it already?
Yes! The Goldfinger cover is my favorite, but also hearing this
same
song. And Watchmen was great. Like, the song played, and it's like, yeah, time to get down, son! Like, that bass hits, and you're just
yeah.
Like, yeah!
99 left balloons!
Or, like, 99 lit balloons!
Yeah! You, Nena, you do you.
Here it comes. Yeah!
Yeah!
Like, that's not even an actual bass guitar. It's, like, a keyboard or a guitar.
Corey,
except, like,
Corey, let's start a specialty show where you just play this over and over again.
Talk about balloons. Red balloons.
The left balloons, the right balloons.
We only speak in German.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't understand what they were saying until the Goldfinger cover came out.
I didn't either.
It was
honest.
A good song, and that's all you need to know.
Yeah.
It's that good of a song. It can be in any language.
It's pee sweet. Well, we are down to the wire. And
I'm excited for number one. I think. Well, I don't know.
I couldn't play my original number one, which is the honorable mention, The Proclaimers, I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles. Because, like, everybody knows that song. Yeah, right? That everyone, like, if you say you hate that song, you're lying, because everyone secretly loves that song.
Like, that song comes on the radio and you crank it.
You really do. You get pumped up. But this one, I don't know how I feel about this song. It's probably rage.
Okay.
But I'm just going to play it. Hold on, I gotta backtrack. You gotta get the full effect.
The anticipation's literally killing me.
Okay.
I can feel the life draining from my body. Oh god damn it! I almost swore. Oh my god. Really?
Yeah, yo.
Like, shout out to sixth grade skate night. Oh my god. Do you remember those where, like, you go to the skating rink and, like, you hold hands with some chick?
Yeah. I mean, it was a boy for me, but yeah.
And, like, standing up trying to go pee, you tried your best not to roll away from the toilet, but sometimes
but
it just didn't happen. Oh, man.
So, like, that was a six-pack.
If you wanted to shoot yourself, we're sorry. Oh, my God.
Well, you're welcome, America.
We'll be back after Chunk No Captain Chunk on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz, I guess. I'm sorry. 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz. That was End of the Flood. The Glass House My Father Built. You can catch them at the Worst Christmas Ever 2.
Yes.
I'm excited, dude. I'm pumped to hear some Limp Bizkit covered by some local bands.
I mean, who wouldn't be?
Right? But, yeah. We're here to talk about couch surfing. Because our very special guest who I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Mr. Jean-Pierre from Post Radio Records, is going to be coming in later with an interview he did about an app that somebody's developing, or has developed, where it's supposed to make it easier for bands who are on tour to couch surf or, like, find a place to stay while they're on tour, because it's tough to find a place to crash sometimes, right?
True facts.
So let's talk about our couch surfing experiences.
Well, couches are comfy at times.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes floors can be just as comfy.
Yeah. That's true.
There was one time, maybe a couple years out, it was the year I turned 21 for sure. I spent a week not at home, just like couch surfing, and I was intoxicated the entire week. Like, different house, different substance.
Nice.
It was either alcohol or it was not alcohol.
Nice.
And yeah, couch surfing's fun, especially when it's a familiar house. Like, I went over to my friend's house. I've known him for years, like, since elementary school. We hung out, we drank, had good times. It was great. Then I went over to it was an acquaintance of a friend. Like,
ooh,
like, hey, I'm going to this house party. I was like, yeah, sure, I'll hang out and go with you. Didn't know the guy. It was no fun. Like, I knew my friend. I knew my friend there, and that was about it.
Like, it's fun when you, like, know the house. Cause, like, you know where all the extra blankets are.
And, like,
you know where the food is, and you feel comfortable enough to take their food.
If you want to just crash, you know you can just crash, no judgment. But if you're to crash at, like, a house party or whatever, you can't until, like, other people leave. Or at least I don't feel comfortable enough crashing until other people leave.
Yeah.
Like, again, my friend Casey's house, I will kick the door in when he's not home and, like, hang out with his dad and just drink with his dad and be like, yo, what's up? Me and your dad already pre-gamed. Catch up, sucker. And then if I get tired, I'll just crash wherever. A couple of times I've crashed on the floor. It was awkward. His dog looked me awake. Yeah, but whatever. I've also fallen asleep outside in his yard.
That's fun.
But, yeah, like, couch surfing at a stranger's house, wouldn't recommend unless, again, you know him, or in the event of this app, you've used this app, and you know it's a good situation.
Yeah.
How about you, Danica?
I've couch surfed a lot. I've been futon surfing at Andrew's house. I just couch surf a lot just because I hate being at home and my house is terrible. But I need to move. I want to be my roommate. Anyways, but yeah, it's always at like a friend's house. I've never really like. I went to a house party once, and I didn't couch surf. I just like. I ended up like just sleeping by myself in one of the bedrooms, and I made like one of the hosts of the party like sleep on the couch. But like I was really like drunk, and so like, I think he just gave me the room.
At least it was the host's room. Like that's another thing. I feel really weird about sleeping in other people's beds. I'll chill on the couch, no problem. But like even if it is like a guest room, it always feels uncomfortable.
I'm just like I'm drunk. I don't care.
Like, even at my grandparents' house, man, my own grandparents, whenever I go to their house in Portland, I prefer to sleep on their couch.
Do you just bring your own sheets, you weirdo?
Is that what it is?
Like, are you, like, there's people that, like, when they go stay in hotels, they just bring, like, sheets with them.
It's not a germ thing, though. It's just a unfamiliarity thing? Or
well,
like
I mean, it might not be that, but, like, some people just like having, like, familiar sheets with them.
It's like a bed feel to me almost. Like, I'm used to my bed as crappy as it is. I don't know, man. I'm just weird.
So if you ever get a new bed, you're just gonna be like, dang.
I'm just gonna take my current bed and just put it on top of it. It's fine.
That's the worst idea you've ever had.
But if I go to a hotel, I'm okay. Like, if I'm at a hotel, I'll crash at a hotel.
Thursday, please call and tell me why he's so weird.
She's probably awake right now and just like, I don't know. I stopped caring a while ago. So, that was our adventures in couch surfing. If you have any tips, tricks, or whatever, call us 253-833-5004. Hit us up at the BuzzKGRG. We have a little interview later from JP from Post Radio Records. We're going to talk about couch surfing and the app being developed about it a little bit later. We'll be back with the news after Jude Law and A Semester Abroad by Brand New, 89.9 KGRG.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking
news. This hour's news is brought to you by The Worst Christmas Ever 2 at Real Art Tacoma on December 23rd. Wear your ugly Christmas sweater while you listen to local bands like Into the Flood, Empyrean, and more to cover your favorite new metal songs. For more information, you can visit realarttacoma.com.
Yes!
Right?
Yes!
Hi, Andrea.
Hello.
Ready to do your news, buddy?
I am.
Breaking news, Andrea tried to put lotion on, but it was body wash. And my heart is full of joy.
It smells very nice.
You're welcome. I have lotion for you, buddy, if you need it.
Thank you.
Oh, my.
Okay, so this first story I found to be very important to all of us.
Okay.
Okay.
So recently, in a battle against a bulldog puppy and a water bottle, the water bottle remains unfazed. Even with a sneak attacks and its heartiest growls, it failed to defeat said water bottle. We wish him the best in full recovery of a sweet, tiny ego.
Aww. That's way more adorable than what Emmett did. He tried to eat her a seat yesterday.
Oh, no.
When I had my pug, she went ham on the water bottle, too. The water bottle always won, though.
Yeah.
And was just like, hey, look, the receipt for pizza. I'm going to nom it. And it's like, no, buddy, this is not food. You have food in your bowl. Stop.
So today will be partly cloudy with a high in the low 50s. Very little chance of rain. So that's nice. As for traffic, 167 northbound is a mess like usual, but 18 is pretty clear. The fall pledge drive is ending tomorrow, so be sure to donate so that KGRG can keep playing today's rock.
Or just call us and give us money whenever. I mean, that's cool, too.
There are many options.
The website also works. There's a bunch of banners and stuff. If you want to donate year-round, that's KGRG.com, the brand new KGRG.com. It's all flashy and shiny and neat. But there are donate here banners and a donate section. And if you want to donate, there are definitely ways to do it. It's really easy. We made it super simple. If you don't want to call us and like give us your credit card information, That's okay. Then that's KJRG.com.
We understand.
I wouldn't give me my credit card information either. I'd just spend it on pizza. I'm sorry. Yes. We got Punk Rock Show by MXPX up next, 89.9 KJRG. You're listening to Buzz.
Good news, everyone. We've got a very special delivery today.
89.9 KJRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and we do have a very special delivery today. Good morning, special guest.
Aw. Hi.
How's it going, JP?
Hey.
Now, Danica and I sort of prefaced this interview that you're going to play for us earlier by talking about our adventures in couch surfing, but why don't you describe what we're getting into a little bit?
Sure. I actually even heard, I caught the little plug there with Real Art Tacoma. Seeing bands all the time. There's a lot of bands that go on tour. A lot of times the frustration that you get is like, why aren't they coming here? It's the West Coast. It's my favorite band. You see a tour announcement, and they're not coming to Seattle. Why? That's one reason that we can talk about this in a minute. It's mainly looking at giving bands the resources to get here. You know, whether they're when they're planning their tour, what all will they need for it to work?
Okay.
So this interview is with a good friend of mine. His name is Keith, and he has been in the scene for a while. I've run into him at shows all the time. I'm like, hey, you're here. What's going on? What's new? He's like, well, I'm developing this app. That's cool. What does it do? And we're going to get a little bit more into that, but it's taking a look at solving that problem of bands not having, you know, the opportunities to make it.
Well, like, I have a East Coast pop punk band that I'm really into. I'm just like, why don't you ever come over here?
It's hard, you know? It's long drives, especially on the West Coast, because you have so much distance. Think about the distance between Tacoma to Seattle. Compare that distance to anywhere on the East Coast. Like, going from city to city, you're in a different state within maybe the same amount of time.
That sucks.
You know? It's a lot of gas. It's a lot of time. And we don't really think about that here very often because we live it.
Right.
So, yeah.
Let's go and get in the interview then.
Yeah. Let's do this. See if I can remember. This is a test.
Okay.
If you want to get tested on how to work the soundboards, you can join Journalism 110. Registration for Winter Quarter is going on now. Visit greenriver.edu. Register for Journalism 110 at Green River College.
Let's give this one a try. Didn't work. So,
are you looking for the number two one?
The number two. Oh, okay.
There you go.
No, that doesn't work either.
I will be right over there. Hold on.
How are you doing, Danica?
I'm good. I'm just counting down till I can take my nap.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Nap time is like the best time.
Yeah. If I don't get my nap after the show, then I like fall asleep at my other job, which is bad because then all the kids kill each other.
It's been, wait, people kill each other? Why?
I work in a, like, the daycare thing at a gym. So to just make sure, like, nobody dies. And there's, like, the least amount of blood possible.
Okay, Corey says we should try it, so I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Let's go.
Maybe not.
Technical difficulties.
Never mind.
No, we'll play a quick song and then we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
89.9 KJRG.
Take a nap.
Of Mice and Men Real on 89.9 KJRG FM. All right, we're going to give this one more try.
Keeping it real.
I believe in us. We can do this.
So, fun fact, if you mute the computer that we're going to play sound off of, it makes it really hard to hear.
Right.
I've heard that. Rusty,
but it wasn't the button pushing that was wrong. And you can learn about button pushing here at Green River College, Journalism 110. I'll be speaking in that class in a little bit. But now we're going to talk about the tour stop in Foxing, this cool app called Tourvival with my buddy Keith.
It's Babinick.
And where are we now?
We are at the Crocodile in Seattle, seeing Foxing and Balancing Composure.
First of all, how was the set so far?
It was pretty dope. Foxing killed it, as usual.
But you're in the scene pretty regularly.
Yeah.
I've seen your shows a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. What are you currently working on?
So I'm currently working on this project that is sort of like a tour management software website. It's sort of like a platform to connect musicians with assistants. So if you need help on the road, like a place to stay, a meal, or even a gig, for like a DIY spot or even a regular show.
What inspired you to do that?
Hearing about all the bands that are broke all the time. No matter how much they tour, they're barely scraping by, and it's really, really hard for them to make do, right? Our mission is to make it easier, more financially viable to tour. So hopefully that means more bands touring and bands that are going longer than they would normally go. Maybe touring new cities that they wouldn't normally hit, things like that.
So what was one of the biggest complaints you've heard from bands?
By far, it's, I don't know where I'm going to sleep tonight. Bands will come into town, maybe the arrangements they had fell through, or they didn't have any arrangements at all, so they're either going to sleep in the van, or they're going to have to spend money on a hotel that they don't have. So that's the challenge, right? So we want to solve that problem right there.
Why does that bother you?
These really hardworking artists that put out wonderful music are just having such a hard time on tour. You know, they're not making any money. That is a really hard thing to watch. As a fan, I'm going to give back. I want to make sure that they're taken care of.
So what kind of resources are you looking at?
The core of what we're doing is contacts, you know, making sure people meet people who are willing to help out. So if you're a volunteer, this is a way for you to reach out and help people directly. So we're taking people who want to volunteer, people who set up shows, and connecting them with everybody that wants to, that needs that help.
Yeah. So is it geolocation? Is it,
yes.
Like, so
yeah.
Run me through it just a little bit about the blueprint of the idea.
So let's say you're in a band and you want to go on a West Coast tour, but you don't have any contacts in that area, right? What you could do is you can go on our site. Our platform is called Tourvival. What you can do is send out a new help request and say, I need a gig in Portland. Maybe I need a place to stay in Eugene. I need a meal while I'm in San Francisco, right? Let's say you have some contacts, maybe you don't. Either way, you can ask for all kinds of help on the site that way. People on the other side will see a new request come up in their area and then volunteer to help out. We're kind of banking on the fact that
people will do it.
People will be generous, yeah. Because we know that there are people out there that are helping other bands out all the time. We just want to get them all in one place.
Now, have you done this yourself? Put somebody up or...
Personally, no, but I know I haven't had the means to be able to do that. So this is kind of like my way of, I'm doing that by proxy or something, I guess, yeah.
So why create a website for this?
There's no other solutions out there for this problem. And this is a good way that we can reach people all across the country and potentially the globe.
Even tonight, though, Foxy mentioned that they had their tour van. They're on tour van number 3.
Yes, yes.
And how they were stuck, and luckily, balance and composure.
Right.
Help them out, and
right.
Your girls literally save them.
Yep.
But this is a problem that happens all over.
Yes, exactly. But we're confident that there's enough people out there that want to help out, but maybe aren't sure they know how to help out, right? Or they don't know the people that need assistance, right? So what we're doing is we're building a platform that's got ratings and reviews built in, so you can kind of know who you're talking to, see their past history, so you can be safe. No, you're not going to get robbed.
How is this different from other apps or sites?
Like Facebook or something?
Facebook, Airbnb, different discussion
boards.
So
all that stuff is just really fragmented. It's not band focused. It's not, take Facebook for example. The problem with that is that when a band asks for help, you know, they're sort of just sending a feeler out there and hoping that somebody might see it. And the other part is that besides just a visibility, it's planning ahead. So on Facebook, let's say you might send out a request and say, like, we need help tonight, right? Sometimes the people that might want to help out with that don't see it in time, right? So the whole goal with what we're doing is planning ahead. So you can say 2 months in advance, we're going to be in the city, we need help, right? And so then what you can do as a helper is get your own calendar of upcoming events, upcoming things that you're helping out with, all in one place. You don't have to go digging through email or social media messages to various places that you might need that. So it's all in one place.
You guys tested this out yet? Where are you guys at in the process?
We are almost done. We're in the launch phase. We're kind of gathering final feedback. I just met with Scott Scheringer from Dads, did a one-on-one with him, and he's really stoked about it. He's like, I want to use this to book my upcoming tour. We're in that phase. We're gathering feedback, and we're trying to figure out how we can improve it and then get it out the door because we want to launch this fall here.
Are you going to do a beta first, or are you going to give it to a few more bands?
We're going to give it to a few more bands to check out. I'm going to talk to the guys in Special Exposure and get some of their feedback on it, maybe a couple others, and then we're just going to put it out there.
How long did it take you?
Oh, geez. We've been working on this for a year and a half, solid. One of those, like, nights and weekend projects, putting in sweat labor, trying to get it out the door. And trying to solve a problem. We're stoked about it.
What would you say is your biggest challenge? Is it just the coding? Is it the legal?
Probably promotion, getting it out there, figuring out how we're going to get people to start using it. Because I think we got a great platform that's going to help a lot of people. We just need to show people it's there. And I think they'll see the value in that. So, my name is Keith Babinick with Tour Revival. And you can check us out at tourrevival.com, which we'll be launching
soon,
yeah. It'll be November, December.
So yeah. Real soon.
Real soon, yeah. So it's coming. Yeah.
Just like you, by following in reverse, 89.9 KGRG FM.
Hello.
We got to get out of here.
Yes.
You ready to be just like everybody else and go home eventually?
Yeah.
Maybe take a nap?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. If you're listening and you're on your way to work or something, man, take a nap. You deserve it.
Just don't do it on the road.
That would be really bad.
Don't do that.
Don't be that guy.
I'm not going to judge, but yeah, don't endanger other people.
That'd be bad.
So, Danica, you ready? I'm thinking, like, metalcore breakdown style.
I don't even know how to do that.
What's your growl like? Just, so long.
What?
Farewell.
I'll to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
That hurt my throat.
There's an art to it.
Right?
I don't know how to do this.
This has been The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG FM. JP, thank you for showing up and dropping off that very interesting interview. That was awesome.
You can catch it online if you missed it at postradiorecords.com.
We'll also have it up on the brand new KGRG.com. Yeah. You can catch this episode and all of our past episodes on the official KGRG FM app because it works and is great, as well as the on-demand section of KGRG.com. But until tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 a.m., this has been The Buzz. You got thrown by Bring Me the Horizon up next.
See you in class.